Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Come on, son.
Grab the yams on the track.
Come on, son. 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 Welcome to the podcast. It's called Come On, Son, the podcast. My name is Ed Lover. Joining me on the podcast again is wife, mother, sister, auntie, nurse, and now podcaster. My wife, Fruit, is back again.
Give a nice
What up, Fruit?
Hey.
Or should I call you Shooter?
Yeah.
You want to tell everybody what we did? What we did on Wednesday? You want to tell everybody?
Gun range.
For the first time. Tell them what happened.
And let me tell you, for the first time.
You shot a gun. Get to
it. I shot a gun, but I was killing it, though.
You did very well. I don't know about killing it, but you did extremely well. You did hit a lot. I was very proud of you because your first shot hit the target. Hey, you want some water? Your first shot hit the target, and then a lot of your shots hit the target. You weren't all over the place with it. You weren't horrible at all. I was very, very proud of you. And you were tickled pink with yourself. You were very, very excited.
Yeah, because I just knew that my arm was going to just be blowing them bullets all over that room.
It wasn't?
No, I couldn't believe
well.
That.
You did well. We have to post it. We have to post it on your Instagram. Did you post it to your Instagram yet?
Didn't.
Will you please tell everybody how they can catch your Instagram?
Oh, my Instagram is V Jackson, Jackson, 705.
Yeah, that's it.
What? That's it.
V Jackson, 705. Y'all can see the picture. She gonna post it. And we got some video of her shooting for the very first time. Now, this is the reason why I was extremely proud of you with your shooting. The reason why was because it's your first time ever shooting a gun.
It was.
All right. And you shot a 22. That's why I gave you the 22. I have a K-Tel 22 that holds 30. So I think, what I put in there, 10, 15?
Yeah.
Yeah. And she did very well. Now, here's the reason why I was super proud of her, because the next gun we broke out was a 38. And she handled a 38 right, too.
Can you believe that?
Yeah, you handled the 38 very well. A couple of headshots on the 38, too. So I was like, you know, the 38 got more recoil than the 22.
Mm-hmm.
22 got a little bit of recoil, but not much.
Mm-hmm.
But the 38 has much more recoil. So
yeah,
if you can handle that, we're gonna move you up to the 40, mm-hmm. and then we'll move you up,
mm-hmm.
see how you can handle a 9mm and stuff like that. So we're going to do that.
I'm happy. I'm excited.
And you ready? You like it? You like it now?
I do.
And it's cool that we got something like that that we can do together too.
Yeah, I appreciate that so much.
So, you know, what we got to talk about, right? It's a lot of things happening in the news.
Yeah, let's just.
Well, first and foremost, let's get to the elephant in the room. Mm-hmm. We calling this podcast Diddy, Do It.
Oh God,
Diddy is in serious trouble.
He really is.
He's, so much so, babe.
I can't even think straight because I feel so bad for his children and his mother.
Yeah. Janice is dope. You know Janice.
Yes.
And my mom is very cool.
Yes.
Yeah, Janice is so super dope. But it ain't no buts to that part of it because we know Janice personally. I've known Justin probably his whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Met Christian on several occasions. I never met the twins. I don't know the twins. Okay. But I've known Diddy for well over 30 years.
Yeah.
And all I could go by is how Diddy treated me. Right? Now, we're not saying we're always respectful, always cool. Yeah. We're supposed to do some business together that didn't pan out.
Yeah.
But we've always been cool all the time. Always the Playboy this, Playboy that. Mm-hmm. I actually, funny thing is, I have Diddy with my sign, original sign, doing, come on, son.
I think I seen
yeah,
that.
Somebody yeah, somebody sent it to me. So I got Diddy with the come on, son sign. So it's always cool being in the presence of Diddy. Always cool being at Diddy's parties. I have never been involved or seen any of his quote unquote freak offs that people are saying that he had. I was never a part of that. I always knew when it was time to go home. But there's a lot of people that's coming out from different walks of life and they're talking about it.
Yeah.
You know, they're talking about because the feds raided his L.A. home and they raided his Miami. And, you know, we know as black people because growing up where we grew up, we seen and probably every black person that's listening to this podcast probably knows some drug dealers from their neighborhood.
Oh, of course.
And especially coming from New York.
Yeah.
And just like everywhere else. Yeah. And there's one thing that I've learned, babe, is that everybody's the same everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a different experience. It's a bigger city, a smaller city. Mm-hmm. But most of us that came through in the 80s when the crack epidemic really hit knew some major drug dealers, whether you're from Detroit, Chicago, and we've seen them get locked up by the feds.
Yeah.
And we know that when the state come for you, it's one thing. But when the federal government come for you, it's no joke.
No, they 9 times out of 10, they have something because they don't move for nothing. And that's one thing the feds are not going to do. They'll sit on shit for years and they'll come out the blue and swoop down like Superman on you.
Let us give you an example of how the feds totally depleted Murder, Inc. When they came after Murder, Inc., all because they wanted your man from the South Side. What's the
Supreme
from the Supreme team.
Yeah.
They accused Murder, Inc. of money laundering Supreme's money.
Yeah.
Now, they won the case. They beat the feds, but it destroyed
Murder, Inc.
Murder, Inc. Mm-hmm. I once sat when I was on SiriusXM on Backspin. I had Ja Rule up there, and we talked about everything, the 50 beef, everything. And I said to Ja Rule, what hurt y'all the most? Was it the 50 beef that we all thought you shouldn't have answered or you should have just kept on making the music that you were making?
Right.
Right, instead of making subpar diss records like Clap Back.
Right.
And he said, nah, he said it was the feds.
Yeah.
Because once the feds got to them, they told every record company, y'all can't do no more business with them or y'all on a hot seat.
Yeah.
Or we'll start digging into your books until we find something foul.
Yeah.
And it killed them musically.
I think for Ja, I think it was two things. I think it was that, and I think it was that, what was that thing he had over there?
Fyre Festival.
The Fyre Festival.
Well, he's on Uncensored, and he says one of the biggest mistakes he's ever made lending his name to it and getting involved.
Yeah.
He ain't have nothing financially to do with it,
right?
But getting involved with his name with the Fyre Festival.
Yeah.
But that was after Murder, Inc. was done.
Yeah.
Think about what Murder, Inc. had going on at that time. Think about the producers that they were working with. Think about the artists that they were working with. Remember Ja and DMX and Jay-Z was supposed to form a group called The Murderers. That did not happen. Think about Ashanti's career, where Ashanti's career was going. All the other, well, you know, they had some more subpar rappers at the time. Ty, what's his name? Cadillac Ty and Black Child or whatever his name is, right? But you're talking about a time when Ja Rule outsold everybody at Def Jam.
Yeah.
Ja Rule consistently, and I'm not making this up, consistently, go do your homework if you don't believe me, consistently outsold Jay-Z. Consistently. And then here come the feds, charge them with money laundering, take them to court, and deplete their entire record company.
Yeah.
So we say all that to say when the feds come, they coming for real.
Like, I believe, of course, something did occur. We know that. Well, we clearly know that he did things he shouldn't have did to Cassie.
Absolutely.
That's a given.
That's a given.
But I mean, with everyone else, I know that things did occur. He was sloppy at whatever he was doing, but I don't think it's everything. I think now it's just becoming, now everybody want to be extra and come out and just attach themselves and say different things
who
against him.
Has a hard on for Puff. I can say that because you're a female. If I had to say that in front of a dude, we had to say pause. Or now right. They're going to change that to no Diddy. You heard that?
Yeah. A lot of people got a hard on for Puff.
But it's somebody, there's some, I believe what I just saw Uncle Luke say earlier today, that this is a machine coming after this dude.
Yeah.
Like, I think, and I said this publicly, and now for the first time, I'm going to say this on my podcast, I think it's Diageo.
Really?
Diageo is fucking powerful. These people put money behind political campaigns. They're the second or the third largest alcohol distribution company in the fucking world. Right, and Suntory is one of them, too.
Yeah.
But Diageo is big. Puff made a lot of money for Diageo and with Diageo with Ciroc. Ciroc became so big that Diageo was fine with people thinking it was Puffy's liquor and never was.
Yeah.
All right, he was promoting it. He got a piece of every case that he sold.
Yeah.
He was doing extremely well. Then here comes the De Leon.
The De Leon.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And De Leon comes out, and then they buy Casamigos from George Clooney and them for $400 million. So, of course, if I just spent $400 million or something, or however much they gave George Clooney his partner, I'm going to start pushing that.
Yeah.
And De Leon kind of got pushed on the back burner. Mm-hmm. And then Puff all of a sudden decides to sue them for racial discrimination. All of this shit comes out right after that. Mm-hmm. Right after the Cassie case came up. Mm-hmm. Then all the other cases from the Adult Survivors Act in New York came up. Now the kid Little Rod, who's supposed to be a videographer or a producer, produced on his last album. Mm-hmm. All his shit is coming up. He's suing everybody. Mm-hmm. All of this shit is coming right after he said, Diageo, y'all racially discriminated against me and tried to sue him. Before he did that, none of this shit was coming out. None of it.
Yeah.
So I think.
I don't know. I think. But
they're powerful.
But I think. I want to separate the Cassie case. I think with her, I think she literally just went to the end of the line and said, I need to start saying something now, because she knew that that law was about to
expire in New York.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think that she was that, but mm-hmm. I think somebody from Diageo put the battery in her back and was like, we're covering your attorney fees. We need to fuck this motherfucker right now. Well, and I know in the boardrooms.
Weren't they the ones to give them their attorneys?
I think so.
I think she
was like, we gonna fuck this little nigga right now.
Her attorneys are their attorneys. Her attorneys were their attorneys.
That's my point right there.
Yeah.
You're going to go up against us and accuse us of racial discrimination, you little nigga. Mm-hmm. After we put all that money in your pocket, you little nigga. We know how the fuck a lot of people feel about black people.
Yeah.
When you get money with them and they getting a lot of money, you got to always remember in their eyes and in the back of their minds, you ain't nothing but a nigga. And that's all you ever going to be. I don't give a fuck how much money you worth. To me, you a nigga. And don't get out of pocket, nigga. Why did all this stuff start happening? Right with the Diageo. To me, the shit is written on the wall, plain to see for anybody to see.
I feel her. Oh.
Plain to see.
Ooh.
Man, that there's somebody,
imagine what
babe, somebody that got some money want to put in their foot in Puff's ass. I'm telling you, he had to sell his shares of Revolt. He has no ownership of Revolt no more.
No, I know he doesn't.
His reputation as a businessman is fucking shot. He'll never get another distribution deal. Bad Boy Records, for the most part, are done. Yeah. It's done, babe. It's done. Somebody out there fucking Puff worse than they tried to fuck Russell Simmons. And Russell Simmons shit all came from the women.
Yeah.
Right? From the women that said, and I don't know if Russell did it or not. You know Russell. I know Russell.
Of course I do.
Right? I don't know, but I gotta say, okay, we're going to give these women the benefit of the doubt. Because 9 times out of 10, anything that you've heard, nothing, Russell has said this is categorically incorrect. It was consensual sex, but none of these women have a background of lying or making up shit or nothing like that, right? Russell left and went to Bali. He just got served in Bali.
He sure did. They came over there.
The young girl that said she met Puff and that her Puff and Aaron Hall took turns on her when she was 17 years old. Aaron Hall Motherfuckers got Aaron Hall on tape bragging about the size of his dick.
I can't even.
And what did he say in there? And that interview that they kept, that resurfaced, what did Aaron Hall say? Ask Puff and them. Didn't he?
Yeah.
Didn't he? Mm-hmm. Okay. Prince fucking Harry's name has come up. And he had shit to do with it. He had Puff perform, and they was trying to raise money for something. And they say, well, Puff uses his celebrity to do this kind of shit to people.
Didn't they just arrest it? Well, they went over to Miami and stopped that plane from moving, and they picked up that white dude off of there.
Said that's supposed to be his drug mule?
His little drug mule. Mm-hmm.
They got him on possession of marijuana and cocaine.
Because he had it in his bag.
Right, but they did not arrest Puff.
No.
This is the thing where people are failing to realize where everything, all the raids and all that, Puff has yet to be arrested. Mm-hmm. He has not been arrested, but he's being vilified, and he hasn't been formally charged with any crime.
I think they just want to ridicule him and bring him down to nothing.
But why? Why? Babe, here's my shit. There have been several radio corporations.
Yeah.
That shall remain nameless, and I know who they are, and you do too, because I told you, that have stopped playing Puff's music.
Yeah.
Don't play his drops. Don't play him in the mix. Don't do anything. Let me play the devil's advocate for a second if I can. Mm-hmm. Why isn't any streaming services taking Harvey Weinstein's shit down?
Exactly.
He was over in New Line. If that's the case, then you can't play Who's the Man no more.
Why are we worrying about Puff at this time right now? You need to be fucking going up in Nickelodeon. Okay?
Right?
You need to be in Nickelodeon. The shit that they've been doing for years.
Years.
To these children. Children.
Right.
That's where you need to be.
Puff, to me, is being vilified. Mm-hmm. To keep our stupid ass black minds off of what we should be paying attention to, and that's this election. And that is these Senate seats and these congressional seats that is going to shape what America is for the next 4 years.
Yeah.
And we're too busy worrying about did he do it.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you something. You know, as much as I love 50, I think 50 is stepping over the line now. I really do. Ooh. Funny is funny. I even do my three random facts on my Ed Lover experience. I even had a random fact that said the federal government ran up in Diddy's house's L.A. mansion and his Miami mansion. And then I repeat it, and then I do the punchline. And the punchline was they found something everybody been looking for, Farnsworth Bentley.
Mm-hmm.
But he's kicking the shit out this nigga while he's down, yo. And now they say the little Rod dude done said 50 baby moms, Daphne Joy was a sex worker for Puff and Young Miami.
And Young Miami. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got some shit on her too. Yeah.
That she was a drug mule. That's what they allegedly.
They said she would carry some shit for him.
Yeah, that one time he didn't have no cocaine. Pink cocaine, they
pink
call it.
Pink cocaine.
Well, this is some shit. We don't do drugs like that. So I ain't know what 2C was.
That's the expensive shit.
It's a mixture of ecstasy.
Mm-hmm.
And cocaine. So it's pink or it's purple or it's different colors. You know, so I'm telling you, Fruit, I feel like there's something else to it, and I think it's coming from Diageo. I don't think this is just because there are other people out there that got cases against them. And we keep hearing is Puff. Why are the feds, and I think this time because Puff didn't get arrested, I think that was a warning shot.
Right.
I think the feds sent him a warning shot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we coming.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to run up in your shit right now.
Mm-hmm.
But when we come back, and if they haven't said whether or not they've taken anything out of there that could be incriminating.
I think they would have reported it. So, no, they didn't. They didn't.
They used military force. They handcuffed his boys.
That's a damn shame.
They didn't arrest him, though. Mm-mm. Just handcuffed them.
They had no reason to arrest him.
No,
they didn't have anything. You see what I'm saying? But you ran up in there with them boys and now.
Right. Then the next door neighbor, alleged next door neighbor, we don't even know who that motherfucker
is. Who this nigga is.
Right. 3 o'clock in the morning, buses, busloads. Who the fuck?
Who are you, first of all?
If they were making that much noise and doing that much shit, how come there ain't no police reports behind it?
That part.
You dig what I'm saying? It's a campaign that I don't know where it's coming from. But I am going to say that my belief, y'all might not believe it, this is my belief, and Uncle Luke believes it too, that is coming from fucking Diageo. Okay. And it's a smear campaign. It's a campaign to put foot up Puff ass, because somebody within that company knew Puff was doing something. Mm-hmm. They knew he was doing something.
Well, of course, you know, Puff was having a good time, so he probably showed a little bit too much to people.
Mm-hmm.
And
but the Cassie,
they held on to that.
Cassie shit was the first domino.
Well, because that was live and that was real.
It was all put out there.
Yeah,
the blowing up of Kid Cudi's car, the threatening, the all of the other shit. That he got away with. Puff got away with a lot of shit. He got away with a lot of shit. Let's keep it 100% real.
He did.
Puff got away with a lot of shit. And there are people that are saying, well, here's that karma. Mm-hmm. Karma's a bitch. Remember, somebody put it out there. Why is he pretty much the last man standing?
Yeah.
Why is he the last man standing? Biggie is gone. Right? Craig Mack, gone. Mm-hmm. What's my man name that went to prison for the murder? G. Depp, in prison. Mm-hmm. Black Rob, gone. Total, 2 albums, gone. Day 26, gone. What's the girl group? I was about to say Destiny's Child, but it wasn't. The one that
all. Danity Kane.
Mm-hmm. Done.
Yeah.
Finished.
And they all struggling except Faith.
Faith's still doing a lot of stuff.
From Total.
Well, she married to Omar F. But did you know the Total is going on tour?
I'm so happy because that was my group.
It's Escape, SWV, Total, and 702.
Okay.
Yeah, they're all going on tour.
I'll definitely be there to see that.
It's just weird, man, that, you know, you hear all of this shit from all of these people all of these years about how Puff didn't want to pay nobody.
Yeah.
How he was keeping people.
That was publishing. We knew that. Well, everybody ain't going to sing the same song about being paid. So we know that's true.
Nobody thinks, a lot of people, when I talk about this publicly with other people in the industry, a lot of people say, well, that's just the way the industry goes. But I also always felt like if we got fucked, and a lot of our artists from Little Richard to Little Anthony and the Imperials to a lot of these guys, if they got fucked by white boys out of their publishing when they was coming out, why would you get in a position and then fuck your own people the same way? Take their publishing. You know what I mean? And do shit to them like that. And you think about how many people that was on that Bad Boy label that ended up, that stood next to Puff, that made platinum-ass records and platinum albums, that ended up with nothing. Nothing good happened to the Lox till they got the fuck away from Bad Boy.
Yeah.
Right?
Well,
Craig Mack ended up with nothing. Well, I'm telling you the truth.
You already know.
Black Rob, he didn't even help Black Rob. He knew Black Rob was sick.
You already know, we know some stories concerning the Lox. So
yeah, absolutely.
We don't leave that alone, but we know some stories. But
because Jadakiss is homie.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying, is this just karma coming back around?
It could be. And he was so brash and so rough to so many people. You know, a lot of people were just afraid to step to him like that.
It's a fucking bunch of goons with him.
Yeah.
He put you... let me tell you, them dudes put
you in a position. He was belittling to a lot of people, too.
Absolutely. Those people put you in a position. The Suge Knights, who's doing 28 years in prison right now. Suge and them put you in a position where you have to say, am I willing to put my freedom on the line? Because if I go, I'm going to kill this motherfucker. It ain't going to be no two ways about it. I'm going to have to kill him.
Yeah.
Right? Because he's coming with all these goons. They're going to beat your ass or whatever. I'm going to have to kill a motherfucker or be killed. And a lot of people don't want to be put in that position. So they do what Dr. Dre did. Keep all of that shit. Fuck you. And left and went to Jimmy Iovine and got another deal. Aftermath. Eminem, 50 Cent, all the shit that he did over there, the Beats by Dre, Solak, streaming company, bam, billionaire.
Yeah.
And Sugar sitting in the prison for 28 years, tweeting and shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Still talking shit.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking Snoop will tell you he ain't had no money till he got with Master P.
Oh, yeah.
All them records he sold.
Times.
All them fucking Death Row records Snoop sold, he ain't had no money.
No money.
And I can tell you firsthand, and he will probably tell you to say I'm a liar, Pac ain't had no fucking money either.
Mm-hmm.
None. Because everything they had was owned by Death Row. You heard Mace say he was on the tour and doing all of this shit and selling records and wasn't getting no publishing checks and wasn't even getting paid for the tour. He said, I felt like Puff had me here and wouldn't let me grow. Yeah. Wanted me to always be number two to him.
Yeah.
But I wanted to grow. Mm-hmm. I wanted to. The guys that wrote a lot of that shit didn't get paid.
Yeah.
They believe the hype. So is this karma? Or is there somebody out there that really got mm-hmm. a fucking hard on for Diddy and is really fucking him? Because
yeah.
he's getting the business right now, babe.
Again, like I said, it's not even him. I just feel more for his children.
Oh, let's not forget Kim Porter, dad.
Yeah. I feel so much empathy for his children and his mom. So that's where my heart is.
You really. And I were talking the other day. My heart and soul and empathy goes out for Kim Porter's children.
Oh, for sure.
But especially one thing he better do is stay away from Misa Hilton.
Ooh.
He better stay away from Misa. Misa might punch you in your fucking face.
Yeah.
You see Albie Shore wrote, what Albie Shore wrote, come home.
First of all, she already had an issue with him.
With Justin.
About Justin. She,
already.
Listen.
Now, this some other shit. She's not playing. Man. Yeah, this some other shit.
When Mama Bear wake up.
Yeah.
Honey.
And Justin's a grown man.
Yeah, he's a grown man.
But that woman, that's her baby.
Mm-hmm.
That's her firstborn child.
Yeah.
She. I haven't heard her say anything yet, but I know she's fucking fuming right now.
Yeah. Yeah, she is.
I know she, because of the last time. When Justin got that DUI,
Ooh.
She went the fuck off. I should have never let you go to L.A. I said she was fucking fuming.
Yeah.
And I know for her to look at the news or to look on social media and see her son in cuffs for something that you allegedly did.
That shit killed
when
her.
You were supposed to be taking care of him. And here go the crazy shit. And this is where I think, bro, what are you doing? He still went on the trip. He had his girls with him.
Mm-hmm.
Your house just got raided. They just cuffed your two boys.
Mm-hmm.
You still going? I'm not.
Well, they stopped him. They stopped him. The plane went, but he wasn't on it. They stopped the plane.
Did he go back to LA or Miami after that?
He probably had to because the plane went ahead on where it was going. And he was not on it. They, because the feds rolled up on him in Miami, I think it was.
Yeah, or one of, somewhere in Florida.
In Florida.
Mm-hmm. But
no, what's that airport?
Was it Opa-locka, was it?
Opa-locka.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's something else that I want to say. Mm-hmm. And this is what I'm going to say about my people.
Yeah.
We're talking. We don't know whether Diddy did it or not. That's why this podcast is called Diddy Do It. But goddamn, stop fucking kicking him.
Yeah.
We are so quick to put our boot on each other's fucking neck. It's almost like, you know, the line that DMC had that Biggie used, you know, pray for my downfall. It's like, you know, DMC once said, that's not all MCs have the gall to pray for my downfall.
Right.
It's like the memes, the jokes, the plain thing I saw in the background when they put Diddy's head on somebody else and he's running
God.
Away from the cop.
Yes.
It's like, come on, y'all. Like, are you just that uncomfortable with your own life and jealous that this man has made something out of himself? He's trying to save his legacy right now. And then what happens if none of this shit turn out to be anything? Then what?
They got a whole lot of...
Ain't nobody going to issue no apology to him for dragging him, right?
Probably not.
Then what?
Probably not.
This shit is crazy, man.
It is.
This shit is just really crazy. This shit is out of control.
It's out of control.
For what I'm telling you, somewhere, some motherfucking body hate Puff, and they're orchestrating the shit out of this whole shit.
You could be right. I mean, sure, it's a lot of people to pick from that don't like them. So,
I'm looking at the writing that's right there in front of me. The smoke, where there's smoke, there's fire. Mm-hmm. He was good. Mm-hmm. He had another record that came out. Mm-hmm. He had a hit. People was watching Koresha Please. People was watching the Jason Lee Show. Revolt numbers had picked up.
Right.
They were doing wonderful. Mm-hmm. Then he said something to about Diageo and this whole fucking shit crumbling like a crazy right now.
Yeah,
it's mind blowing to me. It's pretty damn amazing to me. Mm-hmm. Pretty amazing to me. Let's take a break, shall we?
Okay.
We've been talking about Diddy for almost half an hour already. It's only an hour show. We don't know whether or not Diddy did it or not, but we pray for his family.
I do.
And his kids.
Yes.
And his mom.
Yes.
And we'll know shortly, because the feds ain't no joke. If they come once, they definitely
going to
come
in. They're coming
back. They'll be back. Mm-hmm. So we'll find out. This is Come On, Son, the podcast. Did he do it?
Come on, son.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Toyota is doing big things, helping grassroots community organizations across the country with its Nudge campaign. The Nudge campaign reflects Toyota's commitment to supporting and furthering the success of those who need it most. A few months ago, Toyota debuted the After the Nudge podcast. This podcast is a 7-episode limited series hosted by acclaimed journalist Soledad O'Brien and former NBA All-Star J.R. Smith. It features conversations with community organizations that Toyota nudged via $10,000 micro grants. We get to find out what happened after the nudge. On the After the Nudge podcast, you'll hear from founders and leaders like Paulana Lemonnier from Black People Will Swim, Dr. Khaled El Hakim from the Black History 101 Mobile Museum, Demetrius Harrod from Fly Compton Foundation, and others. Learn how a simple nudge from Toyota helped boost their momentum, amplify their movements, and or propel them to greater heights. Look for a Toyota After the Nudge podcast on Toyota.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. This portion of Come On, Son, the podcast is being brought to you by Walmart. There's a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily routine and your daily lifestyle. There is power in every purchase because every time we buy a Black-led brand, we make room for or create demand for another Black-led brand. So go to Walmart.com, Black and Unlimited, to discover all the amazing Black-owned products you can add to your daily routine. Here are some of them. Natural Vert Granola, Scotch Porter Beard Balm, and The Dew Hair Care. So make sure that when you go to Walmart that you check out these products or go to Walmart.com, Black and Unlimited, to discover all the amazing Black-owned products you can add to your daily routine. Brought to you by Walmart. This episode of Come On, Son, the podcast is being brought to you by eBay Authenticity Guarantee. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you know you're getting the real deal. Whether you're looking for a head-turning handbag or watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gym, or sneakers and streetwear that makes every step feel fly. It's like the first time I was looking for them Jordan 1s, like when they really came out and I couldn't get my hands on them. And it was something about that sneaker that I always wanted to have because I never got it in the very, very, very beginning. I fell in love with that sneaker. And when I finally got it, oh, baby. These days, to know for sure you're getting the real deal, go straight to eBay when you're searching. Just look for that blue check mark. It will say authenticity guarantee. That means when you buy it, you can be confident that it's authenticated by real experts. You got to get it from eBay, because then you know you got the real deal. Now you know that when something is limited and you can't find it, you can find it on eBay. Listen, when you're finally ready to buy that thing that you love, you have to make sure you're not going to catch a fake. They're everywhere, and it's really tough to tell the difference for yourself. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, that's easy. So again, look for the blue check mark. That way, when it hits your doorstep, not only do you know it's real, but that feeling you get when you put it on is also for real. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Hey, we are back with more Come On Son, the podcast. That's my wife over there, y'all here talking. That's Fruit right there.
I'm sorry, guys.
She's telling me something.
You running my mouth.
Telling me about, you want to add something to the Diddy story.
I wanted to add that the day the feds ran up into Diddy's homes was actually the anniversary of Life After Death.
Yeah. Yep. You think they knew that? Fuck yeah, they did.
Probably did.
Hell yeah, they did. Oh yeah, they just couldn't wait till the nigga birthday. They didn't dig it on the birthday.
Yeah.
They knew that. Absolutely they knew that. Yeah, because that was on the 25th. And Notorious B.I.G.'s final album, Life After Death, came out March 25th.
Yep.
1997.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember exactly where I was. I remember my one of my favorite Biggie moments is not that night. Because you know, I was sitting next to him when the lights came on. I've told that story a million times.
I know.
But one of my favorite Biggie moments is the Crush On You video that I was in with Lil' Kim and Seed.
Yes.
And sitting there with Biggie, and just, I was like, yo, if I knew that you was coming, I would have bought some Hennessy. And he was like, you want some Hennessy? And he sent the intern out to get us a half a gallon of Hennessy. So it's me and Kurt flirting. Happy belated birthday, Flirty, too.
Happy belated and birthday,
and him, Kev Richburg, too, all my Aries brothers.
Yeah.
So he sent somebody.
No Pisces.
No, Kurt is an Aries.
Kev's a Pisces.
Kev's the 25th. That's Pisces?
Yeah. They're both Pisces.
No, Kurt is an Aries. March 26th is an Aries.
Okay, well.
You want to look it up?
No.
Been my friend my whole damn life. I know what sign it is.
I mind my business.
Okay. Kurt is not a Pisces. All right, you the Pisces.
Yes.
Kev and Kurt are both Aries. You're the Pisces.
Yes.
Okay. So he sent somebody to get, you fucked up my Biggie story. Arguing about a damn zodiac time. To get a half a gallon. And we drank a half a gallon. And the girl, Nene, that used to be Puff's head chef at Justin's when they first opened in the city.
When they had a lot of food in there.
Yeah, she was the good food. She was actually started catering. That's how he found her. She was catering videos and stuff. So she had made some Swedish meatballs. And man, fucking Biggie was demolishing these fucking meatballs, right?
Oh my God.
Him and C start smoking weed. So I'm like, yo, what is that y'all smoking? Oh, this that hocus pocus thing. You don't want none of this shit. I'm like, nigga, give me some, man. So me and Kurt sit there smoking fucking hocus pocus with these niggas and drinking Hennessy. My whole fucking left side of my body was numb.
Oh, my God.
Fucking with Big, man. It was always a good time.
Yeah.
Whenever we're around Big. And other stories about just, like, picking Pac up from the airport. Yeah. Me and Stretch, and the first thing he wanted to do was go to Brooklyn and see what Big and him was doing. Those were just great days of camaraderie. Nobody had a shitload of money. None of us were super millionaires or close to being a billionaire. So it was a lot looser than it is right now. So you're right. It happened right on that day. Now, we would like to send our condolences out to whoever lost a loved one in the bridge collapse.
Yeah.
In Baltimore.
Yes.
Baltimore. You know, my kids
my got my prayers like, go out to you.
You know, our youngest two, Zaya and Summer, their mom is from Baltimore, and a lot of their grandmother and aunties and uncles
all
a lot of that
there,
is, in,
yeah.
is in Baltimore. Yeah. And, you know, Jess Hilarious, you know, I did the Hulu
That's
stage.
The girl.
I did Hulu stage yep. last.
She's from there.
She's from Baltimore. That's mm-hmm. the one who taught me how to say it, because I used to say Baltimore.
Yeah, it's Baltimore.
She's like Baltimore. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't say the L, the T mm-hmm. is a D, Baltimore.
Everything is
like
everything is
so man, and I know if I don't know if Jess had any family involved in that, man, but the nasty shit from the reports, you know, Baltimore got a black mayor.
Yeah.
Okay. So the nasty shit from the press towards him, you think that he was fucking the captain of the boat that hit the bridge. You know what they had the nerve to ask him?
What?
How soon will the bridge be rebuilt? He said, we got people in the water that we're trying to get out. We got people that we don't know whether or not they're dead or alive. Mm-hmm. So at the last count, I think it was six people, they said.
It was six. They have so much debris in the water.
Right.
So it's hard for them to really navigate. So it's taking some time.
That shit was crazy. If you saw it. I saw it eight times sped up on Instagram.
It looked like
that boat turned into the hit that shit. That shit just went bloop.
It just looked like, you know how somebody weak and their legs just go like wobble and
right.
just fall. It just went.
That I've was been it. Across that Francis Scott Key Bridge before.
Shit.
That's a long ass.
Long ass bridge.
Yeah.
It is actually the sixth largest bridge in the world.
Babe, that shit just collapsed like...
It looked like dominoes. Like dominoes.
Lego, like Lego.
Yeah.
Like Lego. And I know that they did not think that that would happen.
No.
From a boat hitting... The boat hit one of the...
You know why?
The things that hold it up.
Let's keep it a buck. When's the last time that bridge was serviced?
Yeah.
That's
a really great question.
When is the last time Baltimore properly serviced that bridge? Because I don't think there's no way in hell that boat should have knocked down that big ass bridge.
That wasn't no boat.
It hit one column.
One column. It wasn't a boat though.
And
that was a fucking
it was
ship.
A cargo ship. Excuse
ship.
Me. One column, and it buckled that whole bridge. Mm-hmm. How?
Yeah.
How?
That's part of the infrastructure in the United States. That's,
so that means that they need to go to the whoever does the servicing of that bridge. We need to see your paperwork.
All of them.
Who does this?
Every damn bridge we have in the United States.
Yeah. That means that you're not going under that water. You're not checking the structure. You're not really doing what
you don't know if that shit is still tight.
Exactly.
Because it's on cement.
Yeah.
Cement is what's going down into the bottom of whatever river.
But understand, it's sitting in water. Let me tell you something, people. Anything that sits in water after a period of time, it's going to decay. So it's going to weaken and it's going to fall. Know that. It's just not going to sit there forever.
Mm-mm.
That just doesn't happen. Water don't make that happen.
Water and salt erodes anything.
Exactly.
But that's why they always have done checkups like that on our major bridges.
Yes. Yes.
On the GWB. On
the
They make sure that they get divers to go down there.
Them divers.
They get paid a lot of money.
They get paid money.
And these
money.
Engineers to make sure mm-hmm. that they have the safety measures in effect to secure the bridges properly. That shit hit it and it just collapsed.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't believe it.
Just the weight of cars alone. If that cargo ship did that, imagine if it was a high traffic day and that bridge was filled with trucks and cars and buses. Yeah. It was going to fall anyway.
It wouldn't have fell from the weight of the traffic. It was definitely something that had to hit it or blow the motherfucker up. Nobody ever thought they could collapse the World Trade Center, and they did it. Remember, they tried to collapse the World Trade Center from the bottom first,
and it
didn't work. And they hit it from the top and collapsed with jet fuel. So they don't even know whether this was a targeted terrorist attack.
No,
or was
I think
it
that
just
dude
a bad accident?
Shit.
How do you hit the fucking bridge?
He was either asleep or high.
How you hit?
He hit it at 1:30 in the morning. So he was either sleepy or high.
It is still just, I can't see you hit a fucking bridge like that. Come on, man.
This is what I'm trying to tell you.
That's just crazy. That's one of the craziest things I think I've seen in the last 10, 15 years.
Yeah.
That shit is just, and it hurt me to my core. I was like, oh my.
When I saw that bridge fall, oh my.
There but for the grace of God go I, right? Mm-hmm. And you think about your life and you think about sitting in a car.
No,
and this shit hit it, and then all of a sudden you plunged into, oh man. No, sir. No, sir. Mm-mm. No, man. That was bad.
That was
awful.
Yeah. It was the worst thing that could happen.
Like, to me, the World Trade, but.
They up there together.
Yeah, they up there together. But more than thousands of mm-hmm. people got killed in the World Trade.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's tragic. And I don't like the way the press treated mm-hmm. this mayor because he's a young black dude.
Yeah.
And I know he wanted to snap.
Yeah.
And he's so good at holding his composure. Yes. I give him props for that because I know he wanted to snap. He's so poised. I know he wanted to be like, motherfucker.
Yeah.
You stupid ass redneck cocksucking mm-hmm. motherfucker. We got people in the water. Okay, you asked me about a fucking bridge and when the fucking bridge is going to be rebuilt. The fuck is you talking about?
Yeah.
You know, yeah. That's one word in New York. When you from New York, fuck you talking about is one word. Fuck is you talking about? That's all one word when you're from New York.
It is.
Right?
Yeah, that's a run-on sentence.
Run-on sentence. Fuck is you talking about? It's a word.
Exactly.
We use that real quick. Fuck is you talking about? You know, so I know he wanted to say that in his own Baltimore accent. I know he wanted to say it.
Yeah.
Because I'd have probably said, fuck is you talking about? Like, real quick. Fuck out of here. Somebody get this motherfucker out of here.
Yeah.
You know, that's the time when anything, I saw this thing today, I thought it was funny. It said, when you're from New York, nigga is everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know how John is everything in Philadelphia?
Yeah.
Nigga is everything. Yeah. It could be anybody. It could be a thing.
It could be a thing.
It could be your car. You go outside and it's cold. It
could be your dog.
Your dog. I know this nigga ain't on the couch. This nigga ain't just shit on my new fucking carpet.
Mm-hmm.
I know this nigga ain't tore up my brand new shoes. This nigga got to go. And you talk about a dog. Yeah. So nigga could be anything. Your car won't start. You're on your way to work. I got to be to work in 15 minutes. This nigga ain't trying to start right now. Right? White boy running in the street naked doing something crazy. Look at this nigga right here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nigga can be anything.
It could be anything.
Man, how's that babe? Babe, you like that macaroni and cheese? This nigga right here is delicious, right? Yep. Nigga is anything. When you're from New York, nigga means every single thing. So you know somebody was like, I can't believe that nigga felt like that, son.
Yeah.
I can't believe this nigga hit the bridge. You know what I'm saying? Like, this nigga, who's this nigga?
Yeah.
Get your man, Joe.
Yes, who's your man?
Who's your man? You thinking I ran into a bridge with a big ass cargo ship.
Whose man is this?
Whose fans is this? This nigga's trash, God.
Yes.
Take this nigga's license. Take the boat. Take everything. Nigga fucking shit up, son. Mm-hmm. Fucking it up for everybody, especially, you know how black people are. One thing after we heard it, we was all praying, please let it be a white boy that was driving that
all
ship.
The time.
Please.
All the time.
Please. The only thing we got fucked up with is when the DC sniper
was
black.
They're going to drag us.
When the DC sniper was black, we was like, God, shit.
Yes. I was like,
fucking sniping ain't black people shit.
Because usually that's not what we do, you know.
We shoot at one person, mm-hmm. make a mistake, and kill four mm-hmm. other people.
We don't be sniping.
We don't be sniping and laying in the trunk and shit.
We ain't got time for
fucking
that.
A little boy and all that. We're not white people shit. So when we heard the DC sniper was black, we was like, well, the first thing somebody said to me was, yo, what color was that nigga that was dropping that shit? Please don't let this nigga be black. Please don't let that. We don't want that. We'll never get another job in the shit yard if this nigga black.
You see what we do? We worry about the wrong shit.
We worry about the wrong shit.
I just
filled out the application for law insurance.
Exactly.
If this nigga black, I'm never getting that job.
They ain't going to hire me.
Yeah, because, you know, we got to pay for everybody else's fucking
bullshit. For sure, for sure.
But seriously, in all seriousness,
yeah,
it was horrific.
Yeah.
It was tragic.
It was.
And
Prayers go out to Oakley families.
Now, did you see this other shit? Because we was talking about Diddy, and you know this podcast called Diddy Do It. Did you see that the kid tried to say Diddy used Stevie J's video of Stevie J fucking a man to try to groom other people? And now Torre, you know who Torre is?
Yeah.
Torre, the journalist?
Yeah.
He had some shit to say. Did you hear about that?
Oh, yes.
Okay. So first, let's go to Stevie J.
Well, first, did you see Stevie J's response?
Yes, to 50?
Let me tell you something.
Anybody, I would love to see that. I know Stevie. Pay-per-view.
We know Stevie J.
Yeah.
He was not fucking playing.
No, he wasn't. What he called,
he was not playing.
He said, hey, Curtis, since this is all entertainment, yo, I want to shoot the fade.
Yes.
He said, let me beat your ass. Let's do it on TV or something. I want to shoot the fade. Now, may I interject on this one?
Mm-hmm.
50 is really good with his hands.
No, I know. I'm just saying Stevie J was not playing. But I know.
Don't know what he getting his ass into.
But I know that 50 wasn't even stunting that shit. He was like, nigga, please.
Stevie J, I will put money on it that 50 will beat the brakes off you. For real. Y'all can't, if you just talk about straight boxing, y'all can't wrestle, kick, or none of that shit. My money's on Fifth. Biff will knuckle the shit out you, bro. Yeah. That boy was nice when he was a young kid.
Yeah.
I don't know when the last time he boxed, but I remember we used to see him in the gym with Floyd all the time. Mm-hmm. 50 will...
Oh, he stays in tight. He does a lot of things.
Great shape. Now. Yeah.
They're both in great shape.
In great shape, but I've never seen you box, Stevie J, so I don't... I've seen 50.
I just hope it don't happen. It won't happen, because 50 ain't stunting that shit, so it's okay. But now, Torre... This was a cousin.
Yeah, a cousin of his.
Yeah, and he spoke to Diddy.
Let me say this. When we tell this story, this is making the Columbus Short story looks legitimate. Okay, yeah. So Torre, who has known Diddy for probably 25 years.
Very long time.
Called Diddy because he had a cousin.
Who needed a job.
Was trying to get into business.
Yeah.
He wanted him to intern.
Yeah.
So Puff said, for you, Torre, bet. So his cousin interned for Diddy, according to Torre and his cousin hasn't come forward to confirm it yet. His cousin interned for Diddy. And then all of a sudden, after a couple of months, the internship ended.
Yeah.
And when Torre asked him, why are you no longer interning for Diddy? He wouldn't say. So he said, years go by. He went and he told him that he was on the plane with Diddy, and he was going to Miami and Atlanta and all the places that Diddy goes.
Right.
And Diddy told him, come back to the house and sleep with me or your internship is over. Mm-hmm. This is a male.
Yeah. And he said, that shit ain't happening. So I guess
And they ended the fucking.
Yeah.
If that's true, that's fucked up. If it's true, it's fucked up. Torre has no reason to lie.
Not at all.
Torre is very well respected all the way back from his Vibe days, Source days, everything that he's written. I don't think Torre made this story up.
No.
I don't think so. It's making Columbus Short story look super legitimate now.
Like hella legitimate.
Yeah. It's making it look like. I think because you know what, babe? I think we get shocked by people when they do shit. Mm-hmm. Some people you expect shit out of, and then certain people you look at them and say, wow, I didn't know he'd take it that far. Like when you and I were watching the last episodes or two of Surviving R. Kelly, and we find out he was fucking boys.
My God.
And we find out he had them young girls strapping on and fucking him in his ass.
Yeah.
That was some shit we didn't expect. We knew he liked to pee on bitches, and
we've seen that video.
He liked underage girls. You know what I was thinking about that video the other day? Oh, and then she finally came forward in the other case.
Did she?
Yeah, in the Chicago case.
Okay,
and say that it was her. We were all in possession of child pornography.
Yeah,
every one of us that had that tape. Ooh, I'm glad they didn't crack on our asses. Man, we'd have been fucked up. They'd have had to lock up the whole New York City because that shit was on every street corner.
Yeah.
Every one of them street corners. Yeah. And we knew it. We knew Rob was a fuck boy. We knew that shit. And everybody else ignored it. Jive ignored it. Everybody ignored it. So it's really, Meek Mill's getting thrown under the bus and this shit?
No. Meek probably like, what the hell?
Yeah, Meek is looking at this shit like, what the fuck?
I ain't even say nothing, right?
Like, Meek is like, I've been hanging out with Jay-Z with this, what we trying to do for, not to have people on parole for so long. Yeah. We've been trying to rectify that shit and help people that come out of jail get back into society. Yeah. We've been doing this. How did I all of a sudden get connected to Puff like that? Like me and Puff are lovers or some shit.
Yeah,
that shit is, everybody getting it, man.
Yeah.
Everybody getting it, I'm telling you. And they just naming motherfuckers left and right.
But this is going to be a long, drawn-out case.
Long summer, ain't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're gonna bring out more and more stuff. Shit. Puff ain't going to be able to sleep. Every morning he wake up, it's going to be some new shit.
All over the place, B. Now, before we get away from this, did he do it? Okay, you mentioned something, and I think we have to acknowledge it, right?
What?
You mentioned that Biggie's final album came out on the day that they raided Puff's house. That was the 25th. That was on Monday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Life After Death.
Life After Death. What do you want to play off of that? What do you want to play a little bit?
I don't know. I like the whole album.
Sky's the Limit.
Sky's the Limit.
All right. Give me a little bit of Sky's the Limit, Cam.
To protect my position, my corner, my layer. While we out here, say the hustler's prayer. If the game shakes me or breaks me, I hope it makes me a better man. Take a better stand, put money in my mom's hand. Get my daughter this college plan, so she don't need no man. Stay far from timid, only make moves when your heart's in it. And live the phrase, sky's the limit, motherfucker. See you chumps on top.
Also, on that same day, what is considered the first hip-hop record, not Rapper's Delight, the Fatback Band's personality jock King Tim III came out on that day, too.
Okay.
That was in 1979.
Okay.
So play me a little bit of the Fatback. Me and the Fatback and the crew, and we do it. And, that's exactly how King Tim III sound. His name was Tim Washington, too, so big up to him.
All right, y'all. Here we go. You just clap your hands and you stomp your feet because you're listening to the sound of the show shot beat. I'm the K-I-N-G, the G-I-M, King Tim the Third, and I am him. Just me, Fatback, and the crew. We're doing it all just for you. We're strong as an ox and tall as a tree. We can rock it so viciously. We throw the hives in your eyes, the bass in your face. We're the funk machines that rock the human race. Skate down, boogie shot. Come on, girl, let's do the rock. Slam dunk. Let me see your body work.
The Diplomats' first album, Diplomatic Immunity, came out that same
year. They sure did.
In 2003. That was 2003. So play something off of the Diplomatic Immunity album that came out.
Yeah, man. I'm back at it. Come on. Today's a new day. Got the bootay up in the suitcase. So go uptown to Harlem. Tell them that I sent ya. Yep. Tell them it's August, I'm going to November. I need a couple birds, get abroad, have them sent up. Call my bird, get my broad, have her sent up.
Please.
Call my niggas, call my squad, have them sent up.
Please.
Yeah. I see a town I'm liking. See some niggas getting money in a town I like it. Yeah.
Why are we talking about today in hip hop history? On the 26th, Eazy-E passed away.
Oh,
from complications of AIDS and HIV.
God, which
really, you know what it really did? It opened it opened all of our minds to HIV and AIDS.
Yeah.
You know, I knew Eazy really, really well.
Yeah.
And that, play me something from Eazy-E. Let's play Boys in the Hood.
Mm-hmm.
Boys in the Hood from Eazy-E. Just give me a little bit of that.
Play my old shit. It went something like this. Cruising down the street in my 6'4". Jocking the bitches, slapping the hoes, went to the park to get the scoop. Knuckleheads out there, cold shooting some hoops. A car pulls up, who can it be? A fresh El Camino rolling Kilo G. He rolled down his window and he started to say, it's all about making that GTA. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your car. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said shit.
Get the fuck out.
So that was really crazy. Busta Rhymes' debut album, The Coming, March
26, 1996. Oh, wow.
His first album.
Wow.
Solo album.
Wow.
Wu-Ha was on that record.
Oh.
Play me something off Busta Rhymes Are Coming. I believe Wu-Ha was on that record. So if I'm right with that, play a little bit of that too.
Let me get down and blow a fuse. Acting fool, breaking shit down to molecules. Yo, let me hit you with my ill street blues. Push the rhymes, always in lines, the street news. Ooh, don't be confused. Hey. And enjoy my boat crew.
So let's keep it moving with today in hip hop history.
Yeah.
To Wednesday, a very important day for me was that Wednesday, the 27th.
Mm-hmm.
Because Run DMC's debut album, Run DMC, came out. And Run DMC did the pilot for Yo MTV Raps, which took off from their tour, which enabled me to get my position on Yo MTV Raps. And Jay lived four blocks away from me. So let's play 1984 Run DMC, Sucker MCs.
Sucker MCs.
Because Sucker MCs changed everything.
Yeah.
It really did. Everything was very musical.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Everybody had a band.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody had a you know, the way and even Run DMC did what it's like that, right? Bum, 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 bang. But when Sucker MCs came out, it stripped away all the instrumentation and took it back to what we were doing in the park.
Yeah.
A dope ass beat and some dope ass rhymes.
I love Run DMC.
And Larry Smith is the one that produced that record.
Mm-hmm.
So I said this rhyme I'm about to say. The rhyme was there, but then it went this way. Took a test to become an MC, and Orange Cook became amazed at me. So Larry put me inside, scat to lack. The chauffeur drove off and we never came back. Dave cut the record down to the bone, and now they got me rocking on the microphone. And then we're talking autographs and tears and laughs, champagne, caviar, and bubble bath. You see, that's the life that I lead, and you sucker MC, it's who I be. So take that and move back. Catch a heart attack, because there's nothing in the world that run the level like a cold chill at a party in the b-boy stand. And rock on the mic and make the girls wanna dance. Fly like a dove and come from up above. I'm rocking on the mic and you call me Run Love.
So shout out to Run DMC and congratulations on that. And if you haven't checked out Kings from Queens on Peacock documentary. It's a great.
Please watch it.
It's great.
It's excellent.
Right? Mm-hmm. It's great. Happy belated birthday goes out to Freddie Fox.
Oh, happy birthday.
Mr. Bumpy Knuckles himself. He was born on the 27th of March. On the 28th of March. Here's what I got for you for Thursday. Today actually is the day that we're recording this. Big L's debut album came out. Lifestyles of the Poor and Dangerous, March 28th, 1995.
Okay.
I know exactly what song I want to play off of that.
What?
It was produced by Kid Capri. Put it on, Big L, put it on. Yeah, Big L was nasty with the rhymes too, man. Man, you talking about somebody gone too soon?
Yeah.
Ooh, Big L was. If y'all don't know about Big L, I don't know what to tell you.
Shout out to Kid
Capri. Now, also, on that day, the debut album of a Brooklyn-born MC who is closely connected to a collective of dope MCs from Staten Island. Who am I talking about? The GZA was from Brooklyn. Master Killer's from Brooklyn. Who else is from Brooklyn?
And so is...
Come on, babe.
Old Dirty Bastard. You wouldn't let me get the name out.
Old Dirty Bastard, babe's debut album, Return to the 36 Chambers, came out March 28th, 1995.
My God.
The same fucking day Big L's album came out.
Wow.
What would you like to play off of the album? Remember, that's the first album. Remember, the food stamp card was the cover of the album.
Mm-hmm.
The one I got down in the basement on the woo wall.
I know.
Dirty, what do you want to play?
Off of, wait.
Return to the 36 Chambers.
Oh, man. I want to play that.
Shimmy, yeah.
Ooh, baby, I like it, bro. Yeah, baby, I like it, bro. Ooh, baby, I like it, bro. Yeah, baby, I like it, bro. Shimmy, shimmy, y'all, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah. Give me the mic so I can take it away. Off on the natural charge, bone for yards. Yeah, from the home of the Dodgers, Brooklyn squad. Wu-Tang killer, hubby's on the storm. Rain on your college ass disco dorm. For you to even touch my skill, you gotta go to one killer B, and he ain't gonna kill now. Chop that down, pass it all around. Lyrics get hard, quick cement to the ground. For any MC in any 52 states, I get psycho killer Norman Bain. My producer slam, my flow is like bam. Jump on stage and then I dip down.
Did you see the little video probably a month ago that was floating around with the little white kids and there's a band and they doing shimmy shimmy ya?
I did.
And shit was so cute.
Yeah.
And it says underneath the bottom, Dirty was right, the Wu-Tang is for the kids.
The Wu-Tang's for the children.
We're so lucky to be really close with Dirty's kids.
Yes.
With his daughter.
Yes.
His son.
Yes.
You know, his son is his... Absolutely filled in for his father with the Wu-Tang Clan.
Yes, he did.
Big up to the RZA for even thinking to put Young Dirty Bastard in there. They're in Vegas right now doing a residency. Who the fuck would have thought that Wu-Tang would ever get a residency in Vegas? And yeah. I just wish Dirty was here to see that shit.
Me too.
I'm the one man on me ain't song. I never been took a nap. I keep MCs looking out.
Can't wait to get there.
Brooklyn's. I drop science like Cosby dropping babies. Enough to make a nigga go crazy. In the G building, taking all types of medicine. Your fucking ass thought you was better than Dirty, man. For sure, man. So, you know, that was Old Dirty, man, and Big L both came out same day, Friday the 29th. Today in hip hop history, which will be tomorrow for y'all. Well, it'll probably be today because you probably won't hear this till Friday. Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince second album, He's the DJ, I'm the Rapper, March 29th, 1988.
Oh, wow.
88. Nightmare on My Street was on that album. There's a nightmare. Parents Just Don't Understand. Was on that album. To me, one of the greatest records they ever did, and I do it now with Ed Love and the Mixtape Band, Brand New Funk was it.
Yeah, I love that song.
Oh my God. It's kind of the ordinary. It's out of the ordinary. So Busta's commentary, a literary genius and a superior beat creator. We came together and we made a musical composition that I call a remedy to cure all of the dance floors are empty. You want to dance? We got what you want. Stazzy Jeff and French Prince busting out with the brand new funk. I like when, yo, Jeff, rock the beat. Jeff was killing that shit, man. Yeah, man. So it's time for us to go, babe.
Yeah.
You want to say anything else?
No, I think we said enough. Did he do it?
It's up for y'all.
Took up the whole podcast.
It should have. Yeah. We touched Did He Do It. We gave some love to records that came out this week in hip-hop history.
We did.
We gave our love out to everybody in Baltimore.
Yeah.
It's up to you folks to figure out, did he do it or not? But don't spend all your time thinking about this. Don't let them get you with the smoke and mirrors, okay?
Yeah.
We got to start concentrating. I'm glad there's a lot of people that voted early, especially the swing states. Shit, it's my podcast. They tell me to stay away from this on my terrestrial radio show. Yeah. Go fucking vote for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. That's what I'm saying. Go vote for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
Because the alternative is not going to be good for us black and brown and minority people in this country. Homeboy wants to be a dictator. He's nasty. He's divisive. We don't need that. We don't need that. And look at all the. How can you say this man can run the country with all the fucking bankruptcies he done had?
But he's still out there in the streets.
Front runner for the Republican Party, and I don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he said, I could feel a woman. I would grab a woman by the pussy, and y'all voted for him. incredible.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's it, man. Y'all keep God first. Everything else will fall into place. We'll talk at you, with you, to you, and about you next week. Be good. If you can't be good, be careful. If you can't be careful, name your baby Diddy. Next time, we ride together, slide together, laugh out loud together at Love and Fruit. Say God bless each and every one of y'all. Thank y'all so much for tuning us in and not tuning us out. We give you the good shit and never the bullshit right here on Come On, Son, the podcast. Hit them with a Come On, Son, Fruit.
Come on, son.
Now get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. Peace, y'all.
Come on, son, son.
This episode of Come On, Son, the podcast is produced, engineered, and edited by Cam Quotes and Krista Hayes. Recorded out of Atlanta, Georgia, this is an official Loudspeakers Network podcast brought to you by Ed Lover.
Come on, son, son.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.